accession number 20169, reel 1.
I'll just put the tape recorder on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. So, you've worked in all the yards, have you?
Yes. We used to get moved with the new walls, mm-hmm. new walls insulation.
Uh-huh.
They, you got sent to different yards where they had jobs, you see.
Yes.
And to work, I went to sew shoes and, you know, nearly all the yards.
That
Naval Yard and Smith Docks and Swanhunters. But when we wasn't there, we was on the aircraft carriers.
Yeah. Was that during the war?
Yeah, First World War, wasn't it?
First World War.
No, second.
Second.
Yes, right.
The
second.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So you worked. How did you come to get a job in the yards then?
Well, we had to register to work.
Mm-hmm.
We had to be all under 45s. Had to register for work. And of course I had to go up to the door, and they sent me to Newell's first.
Yes.
Mm.
So that where was Newell's?
Newell's, I had a job in Swanhunters, the aircraft carrier. I forgot what the name of the aircraft was, but that's the job they sent me to first.
Yeah.
And then I moved from there on to the cleaners.
So the first job with Newalls was on
Newalls insulation.
Insulation.
Yeah.
What exactly did you have to do?
It was a machine operator, I was.
Mm-hmm.
It was this machine that I operated for the sprayer, you see, what used this insulation stuff.
Yeah.
Lagging.
Slate lagging.
Lagging.
Late lagging. We'll call it lagging.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that was after the ship had been launched?
Oh, yes. Yes, after it was launched.
So it's part of the inside?
Yeah. Yes, it was inside. It was massive jobs, you know, then.
Mm-hmm.
Aircraft carriers.
What did... Did you have a foreman? Looking?
Oh, yes, we'd have a foreman. Oh, yes. Was a foreman what started as a foreman, all right. No, I don't know. What did they call that, that little fella from Sunholme, Lily?
Bobby something. Bob.
No.
Bobby.
Huh? I don't know his name now. Little, fussy little thing. And then there was, Bell, I know, but the one what started it. His Scotch name. Don't know his name now. None of them knew, because none of them worked for Newalls on them. I was only one worked for Newalls then.
And how much money did you get paid?
Oh, about £2 out a week. I think as far as I know, I cannot reckon much. I should think really about £2.50 a week.
Yeah.
Somewhere around about that. But they used to, the sprayers and that used to be on a bonus, you know. They used to, the spraying fellas, well, we used to get a little bit bonus output, you see.
Yeah.
But it was classed as a decent job, like for money at the time. It was more than what cleaners was, I think.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting it. He lived in Sunholme, that fella. I was after the women, you know.
Bobby.
Wasn't Bobby.
Was.
You know that lass, you know, the little... She's a...
You're dead, though.
She died.
Both of them.
I think they died in that from that asbestos. She did. I'm sure she was only young, wasn't she?
Yes.
Aye.
Betty.
40. Betty, aye. Aye, she was only young then.
What about, so you worked for Newalls?
She worked for Newalls.
You worked for Newalls.
Oh, I worked for Newalls.
And then, And then did it because then you were doing painting, were you?
I went with the cleaners, and then I went from the cleaners, we paid up again, and then I went with the painters. We used to send for it, you know. When I cleaned the ship and all got finished, we used to be sent from the Dole. Now there were names down, they used to send for us. And then I got in with the painters, and there's eight of us. Yeah. Never any more than about eight. The painter women.
Yeah. So just going back, you were paid off by New you were paid off by New Orleans, were you? After a while.
I was the last one paid off on New Orleans.
How long were you doing that?
Oh, I don't know. It was the last one. Mm-hmm. I know I was off sick at the time, and they sent the books that they finished with the last one. I was the last one worked there for a while. I think I was at the Navy Yard then, because they used to carry it up there as well. And then the perhaps a job come, the wanted woman for to go to South Shields, the Middle Dock. I used to trail all day down, and all that bad weather, 1947. And that bad winter I got through, right? I went through all that, and Smith's Docks, there might be someone sent somebody down there, you see.
Yeah.
And that's where we speak, but more or less I was at Swans.
Yeah, so that's when you were cleaning.
When you were cleaning?
No, I was on the New Orleans, we used to get moved about like that.
So when were you doing the painting? That was during the war. You were a painter woman during the war.
Oh, more or less the painters, yes. When I got with the painters, I was all right. Mm-hmm. I liked that very much.
What did you have to do? I mean, can you describe what you were...
Well, there was all jobs on painting, but not a tradesman's work so much, you know. It's, although they had to give way for other painters then. We used to do all the grounds for the joiners. That's wood bars, you know. We used to do all the painting them. We used to do arch tops. You know, big arch for the tops of the arch tops.
Yeah.
They big long ones, you know, thick, heavy.
Yeah.
We had to paint them and turn them over, two of us, and paint them grey again, he was, I think. Yeah. That was arch tops, that was a big job. And you used to paint them and put two sticks between and then another next one.
Right.
And same with the grounds for the joiners. As grounds for the work, you know. And then we worked for the electricians, doing trays. Electrician trays in storerooms.
Yeah.
We used to silverette then. All silverette.
That was just silver paint, wasn't it?
It's that's for rusting and all that sort of thing. Well, trays for the electricians in the storerooms. We used to do a lot of them. And all the parts we used to, what they wanted us to, all to do up at them. And then we, when we wasn't so busy and that, they used to send us for the uprights.
Yeah.
Well, the uprights is for the stocks, great big long things, see? And we used to paint them like a... for rust-proof stuff, it was red, I forgot what they call the stuff. But it was for the uprights where they lay the ships, you know.
On the
stocks.
On the
oh, aye, that was a big job. We used to chip all the rust off and do them down with brush them, wire brushes. And then we used to paint them. And then we'd do inside different height. Oh, we used to do all the pipelines on the deck.
Yeah.
We used to paint them. And we used to do all the machinery, all the steering gear.
Yeah.
And all the stuff down in the engine room. We used to clean all them and paint all those. Yes?
Did you paint the shell?
Pardon?
Did you paint the shell?
No, not the shell much. Just on the deck, like, we would paint that. But more or less, there was the painters.
Mm-hmm. Well, the men did that, didn't they?
Yes. And then we used to paint all the all the storerooms. After the painters had done the walls, more or less they used to spray a lot, you know, the metal, the painters then. We'd go, follow them round, and we'd do all the floors, deck red.
Yeah.
You know, cut in and do them all out, deck red. It used to be nice when they're finished. We used to do that. And, all sorts of chuff were done. But the hatch top was a big job. And the ground, we had to keep up with them for the joiners. And electricians worked for them, you see, with the simpler. And the uprights, when there wasn't much done, we used to be sent over there, you know, to do the stanchion, you know.
Right. Did you, and you always work with these eight women? Those eight women always working together doing these kind of jobs, was it?
Pardon?
It was the women who worked together doing those
two
jobs.
Mates, but we'd all, and a big job like that, we'd all be doing them.
Yeah.
Aye. Like the girl. Aye.
What was it like? What, had you worked in anything like that before?
No.
So how did you find it when you first?
Oh, I was always interested with painting and cleaning at home. Wasn't I, Lily?
Yeah.
I always liked the cleaning. And, I was more interested with the painting.
So
and the cleaners of savage. Finger ends. But we used to have to use the. At that time, there wasn't none of those fancy things to get paint off, and that's what we've got now. We used to, after the painters had finished the cabins, we had to go in and we had to get every spot of paint. They didn't cover them so much then.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go in and under where the beds was. Oh, couldn't flinch it. And we used to use wire, wool and naphtha.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Wire, wool, I've got fingers. Couldn't yet. Oh, scrape. Wire, wool and naphtha. Fingers. Till you got every spot off, and then you had to keep scrubbing them out till there wasn't a spot left on it. Man, that took some getting off.
Right.
You know what paint's like? Well,
yeah.
Some of them were very bad, nearly impossible. But we used to have to get every bit off, come in and spray.
What I was thinking of was going into something like a shipyard. Must have been very strange for you. I mean,
strange the first time I went up, and they took me over from where I'd found Dunley, and they took me up this gangway to my man I had to work with a screen, and introduced us to him, and that. I come up the next day, I thought, what a fool I. What a fool I've made of myself. I couldn't walk. I couldn't walk to work. Dead. Gangway like that. I thought, dear me. I don't know what I'm going to do, but when I got there, I got up the stairs and up and down. By 2 days, I was all right. Even I thought I could have ever. When they sent me there, I thought, my God, shipyard. You know, never thinking I would ever do it, but we did.
Yeah. What was that? Because what did you think shipyards were going to be like? I mean, any thought of it? Just what kind of place did you think a shipyard would be like?
Oh, well, I knew that there was a. Big, you know, and strenuous and ladders and all that, you know. But, you know, when it come to be, I got used to it, and we had to go on the carrier, aircraft carrier to go to the bottom with our paint, doing floors and that. I think it was the first time I went down there. And we had a ladder from the top deck to the bottom. And the carriage. And we had to go down there. But what we used to do, we used to put our paint pots on a hook. on a rope and then lower them down first. Lower them right down. And then we would have to get on the ladder and go right down there. And we had to do it. You'd think the first time that was so impossible. You'd think you never could absolutely do it. You had to have a nerve. And it didn't come to you, but I was always shaky a bit with them, going up right from top to bottom, you know. So.
Oh, I know. I've been on it.
Aircraft carrier.
Not an aircraft carrier, but I've been on a 100,000.
I was on aircraft carriers. This was. More or less, it was aircraft carriers then.
I've been on a 100,000-ton tanker, though.
Aye.
Worked on that.
Well, we did all that rough work. It was all rough work, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Were you paid off at the end of the war then?
No, I finished. But we used to, when we did get paid off, when there were things were short a bit, the staff was a bit busy and that again, they used to send for us, you see. Our names was always there and they used to send for the same ones.
Yeah, you used to sign on the door, did you?
Just to sign on the door.
Did you get any door?
Oh, yes, you got your door. You full stamps. You got your door, aye. But this we always send for you a little and much. Either it's not often sent for painters because they were kept always there, the painter women. Mm-hmm. They kept the usually as much as they could.
Yeah.
He kept all of his women. There was only about 8 of us. So I got with the painter. The foreman said to me one day, we expect to pay off with the cleaners. Yeah. Mr. Hamill. Mm-hmm. And he used to come round. He was a nice fella. He was a gaffer for the painters, foreman. Yes. For the painters, Mr. Harris, wear a bowler hat. Then the gaffers did, you know. And he come in, he was busy doing his scabbing out and all that. He says, some getting paid off. I says, I was getting paid off. I says, tomorrow, I think. You come and see me, Lassie, with a Scotchman. You come and see me. Just to me. So I never said nothing. When I finished after tea or something, I was in for my lunch. I popped into the paint shop. I said, Mr. Hamill, I said, we're paid up tonight. Yes. Come in the morning. Bring your books. Well, I couldn't give me his books till we had to pay up. He says, you better be paid up first. He couldn't transfer us. He says, bring your books in. I started up the painters, and I was with the painters right up to our finish. So I was 62. Oh, now we're saying, we'll move back.
So you were with the painters after the war as well, you were?
The painters kept on a while,
uh-huh.
Not long after though.
Uh-huh.
I paid the five, I think there was 4 or 5 of them left.
Mm-hmm.
And they all got paid up.
Uh-huh.
That to finish. And but I worked till I was 62, but I couldn't work any longer.
What were you doing then? You were a painter woman?
I was a painter woman then when I finished.
When
yes.
You finished? Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, I worked all the time for the painters then.
Just doing the same kind of things as you were?
Yeah. Oh, I like the painting and I like the crowd and the gaffers and that. They were very nice. I was more interested in with that.
And that's when you used to travel around all over the river.
I used to travel for, not with the painters, with Newholes.
Uh-huh.
I travelled about more with Newholes, mm-hmm. from yard to yard, you know.
Yeah.
When I first started, then with the cleaners, used to, when there's a rush to finish a job, they used to start a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the ship was ready, done for going away, they'd get paid up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there's another one coming on, another job coming on, and it was getting nearly finished, there was a send for women again.
Yeah.
You know. But not so much to painter women. We did have a few spells, but not for long.
Yeah.
But Newell's, I went with, I think it was in all the yards. For Newell's. For the insulation.
Yeah. Well, they were a contractor, so.
Yes.
Whatever they got the job.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So when you're working, when you're working as a cleaner and a painter,
aye.
You're working actually for Swans.
For Swans.
Right.
Aye. And then the other time I was in the naval yard, no, there was something in the dock, who were on the door, and said they were stopping 40 women in the dock for this liner. It was a liner that got. I forgot what liner that was now. Akaroa, I think they call the ship. It was a passenger ship. It was lovely for the dock. And we went down to the dock, and I got started. Well, there may be four women in the dock, and I was there till the ship was finished. Then we got paid up again.
That was for cleaning.
Cleaning, yes. I was four women for the cleaners. Right. There was 40 started, but they kept one or two. Cleaners on always, you know, the regulars.
Yeah.
But it was a painter woman I finished up with. I used to like that. I was quite content.
So you've asked?
I was 62 when I finished.
Right.
And I'm 86 now.
1960 you finished.
I was there about 18 years altogether, I think.
What were you doing? Did you work before the last war?
Before the war?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I worked, did I, Lily?
No.
I didn't work before that war, did I?
No.
I don't think I worked at all then.
Just a cleaner at Rington's. Rington's.
Oh, Rington's when I was younger. Aye, I worked at Rington's, Dave. Aye. Baker.
Oh, yes.
I was a cleaner for Rington's at part time. When that was about 50 years ago. 50 odd years ago. I was at Rington's when they come and asked me if I like a bit of cleaning. There's only two of us. And I went up there. I used to start at 8. Finish at 1 pound a week. Then I'd make bus to be out of it. He was on the dole, so they took a pound off it, left it with some pot. I think there was about a pound. No, I have nothing, because he says to me, you going to still do it? I says, yes. Pound a week, I says, you might get a job. And I was working for nothing with him, because I took. He got 7 shilling a week, dole. It was 27 shilling, and they took that pound where I was working for off, and he got 7 shilling.
Is that you got money on your hand?
Mm. What? To get your stamps and that, you know? Oh.
Right.
Aye, the dole, that's when he was on the dole. Oh, it's mad times on the dole. Right.
Was that you were getting public relief? It was relief you was getting.
3 shilling a week ticket. That's what they allowed you.
Mm-hmm.
3 shilling a week ticket. And you had to put down what you bought.
Right.
A tailor's shop in Benton Way. What you bought with a 3 shilling.
Yeah.
Flour. Flour was 11 pence for half a stone of flour.
Yeah.
Yes. And what you had to put down. A bit of soap. 3 bob. He used to go down to pick a bag of coal at the streets, and we were there all down there. The men used to go down and get a bag of coal.
Yeah.
And if he hadn't a bike to bring it up, he had to pay a shilling.
Yeah.
for folks that they used to bring it up for a shilling.
Yeah.
I think it was a shilling, 10 or a shilling.
Yeah.
Before you could get your oven on to bake your bread, wrap a stone of bread. Put logs underneath and to get the oven up.
Just like,
oh.
I know, because I come from Jarrah, so I know it's.
Jeez.
I know what it's like.
Aye?
So I talked to a lot of people in Jarrah about it, you know.
Hard.
Yeah.
You were not kidding, it was hard. And then when you baked your bread, kids was at school, you'd get a flat cake all done, put it out on the windowsill, let the cool fun coming in at 4 o'clock. Send them down with a mug like that, not much bigger, to Mickey Morris's Garville Road with a penny, and they'd fill it full of treacle. And they'd come home and they'd have that treacle and bread enjoyed best straight out the oven. And that was what you had to do. And they'd come round the back lane selling
herring.
We used to call them Callaghan. He was shouting, Callaghan, Callaghan. For threepence, you got 24 Callaghan. Right?
Yeah.
You come in and put them all in the dish and scrape and clean them. And it's clean them with salt. And you had a square meat tin. We used to roast the meat in. But you got scooper. And you'd get the herring when you got them all cleaned, all the heads off and guts off and cleaned, and roll them up and put them in the tin with the tails up, all like that, pepper and salt and vinegar, a drop of water, and put them in the oven and they'll brown. You've got all them for threepence, 24.
That's
weird. Baked herring.
Yeah.
Now, where can you get one? I paid 60 pence for one.
I know.
Month or two back there. One done out the fish shop.
Well, by the time you got to work during the war, I mean, your husband must have been working, I mean.
Yes.
He went to sea, didn't he?
He was a shipyard man.
He was a shipyard man.
Oh, he was a shipwright.
Uh-huh. Yes, but he went to sea.
Ship's carpenter.
But he was in
Swans
as well, was he?
Oh, he served his time when he was a boy 14 for 5 years as apprenticeship. I've got his indenture, if you'd like to see that.
Yes.
Now where will I find that? I have his indentures of where he served his time. I think it's rolled up. It's rolled up, Lily. You know where I keep the policies? In the drawer, in the room there.
Mm-hmm.
In that left-hand corner. They're all up, tied up. And it's like a parchment-y. With a stamp, thick.
Don't forget, I put everything salted.
You put salt in?
On all of them.
Yes, I've got his very indentures where he served his time at Wickham and Richardson.
Mm-hmm. What?
Two brothers served the time as shipwrights.
Yeah. What was it? You must have you've lived all your life then in a shipbuilding town.
Yes.
What's it like? I mean,
it's very hard. They never had big wages, you know.
Yeah.
No. When I was first married, I got a sovereign, £1 a week.
Yeah.
That was me housekeeping money.
Yeah.
He had 21 shillings a week.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get the golden sovereign.
You knew what you earned, did you?
Not to start. Yes. And then that's what I had to start off when I was first married.
Mm-hmm.
Married very young, 17. And then it got to 30 shillings. And that's
it.
When they were serving the town, they started 3 shillings a week. And then the next year they'd get 4 shillings a week.
Mm-hmm.